Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What questions do you have ahead of Cowboys versus Giants on Sunday? We're going to be talking to Clarence Hill here in just a second to get his thoughts on everything. I ask you this, Fred Davis. We've got this Giants-Commanders game on. As a Cowboys enthusiast... What did I say, Giants?
You said Giants.
You got Giants on the brain.
Giants on the brain.
I get it.
Packers, Commanders. Who do we want to win as Cowboys enthusiasts?
You know, G-Bag asked that question too, and I was thinking about that while they were talking. You want the Commanders to win.
I agree.
You want the
best possible pick.
That's bottom line.
And the Packers being good in general, we already kind of knew that going into the season. So them having a good record won't throw anything off. The Commanders dominating you and keeping you out of the playoffs would affect you.
Absolutely. And I think this too is you can beat the Commanders. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, you should have beat them twice last year. Right? So I we're pulling for the Washington Commanders in this game. But again, to your point, I'd rather see the Washington Commanders win tonight. And, you know, let's see what the Green Bay Packers do. Let's also see what our boy Clarence Hill, who does he want to see win tonight's game? Jumping out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Longtime Cowboys scribe, one of the best in the biz when it comes to just talking all things pigskin. Mr. Hill, how are you on a Thursday night, and who do you like in tonight's matchup?
I'm well, but I like Green Bay at home, of course. You know, it's going to be a good game. You know, we're going to see what Micah does against Jaden Daniels. But, yeah, I like Green Bay at home. But, yeah, it's going to be a good matchup. It's already been, you know, Green Bay not had to penalties look like they were moving pretty good. And I know they're in field goal range right now. And the quarterback looks like he's throwing the ball pretty well. But it's going to be a good game, a good Thursday night game. Have some fun and watch.
Clarence, what did you take from Micah's first game as a Packers in comparison to how the Dallas Cowboys got after the quarterback in the pass rushing category?
I mean, they miss Micah. There's no question about that. And Micah, you know, can rush the quarterback, and it's not just him, but you see what they did in when he was on the field, and in the way they rushed the quarterback when he was on the field as a team, they did well rushing the quarterback. And so he has that type of impact. Certainly, you like the Cowboys' young guys. I really would have liked for them to sign Javon Clowney. Because you like the young guys, but let's, you know, add to that. You know, with a veteran guy is a good run stopper. You know, I tweeted earlier, if the Cowboys really believed that they were going to get rid of Michael Parsons way back in January when they signed Brian Schottenheimer, there's no way they let DeMarcus Lawrence go, right?
Yeah.
You don't let both of them go if you're really trying to win now. Because DeMarcus Lawrence, even with those young guys, would look good, you know, in this pass rush. But, the Cowboys had some decent numbers rushing the passer, but that, to me, was more about Jalen Hurts holding the ball than them really getting after the quarterback.
So definitely something to be said for that when you look at those percentages that they released this past week. That said, you mentioned, and of course, the news today, Jadeveon Clowney left. And from what Brian Broaddus told us during G-Bag was that was Jadeveon's decision, right? That he wanted to look around. Are you kind of hearing the same thing as to – and what is the deal with Jadeveon?
It was interesting. First of all, Jadeveon don't sign for peanuts, okay? If you look at his contract, you know, he had a two-year $20 million deal last year with Carolina, even at the age of 31.
Yeah.
He took on $12 million in 1 year. He's not signing for the minimum. You know, and so, yeah, the Cowboys may want to sign him, but what they want to sign him for? Secondly, it was interesting to me, if you listen to not Mike McCarthy, but Brian Schottenheimer's comments when we asked him about Clowney, it looked like he was doing Clowney a favor. He kept talking about their relationship and how Clowney missed the game and he was, you know, wanted to, you know, do something, you know, in the game. And it looked like Clowney was using the Cowboys to drum up a market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let me talk to the Cowboys. Let that team know that other teams are interested in me. And so now, he mentioned specifically that Clowney was their free agent, you know, and so he has options to sign with other teams. I think that was more about, in the end, Clowney trying to gauge the market, drum up a market, and see what he has.
Clarence Hill joining us here on the Fans for Dark, talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Clarence, when it comes to Deron Bland, we got the injury news not too long ago that it does not look good with the foot, that he might be out for a little bit of time. What are you hearing as far as maybe a timetable or when you think we may expect him, and what are his replacements looking like in Sunday's game?
Yeah, you know, it's at least 2 weeks right now. And, you know, again, the good news is it's not the same foot as it was a year ago. But he missed 10 games with a fractured foot a year ago. It was the left foot. This time it was the right foot. But it's not a good sign, and it's kind of ironical that Jerry used, you know, when he was negotiating with Michael Parsons, that you don't want to pay these guys because I always get hurt. And he just paid Bland, and now Bland's hurt. You know, and that's part of the game. That's why it was never a legitimate reason, never an excuse. So NFL game is a violent game. People get hurt. That's part of the game. That's why players need and should fight for guaranteed contracts, because that's all part of the business. But as far as this game Sunday, you know, Diggs is not ready for a full load. So it's an acute situation for the Cowboys. You know, Diggs had 27 snaps last week. He admittedly said he's not ready for a full load. He just said, I probably could get a few more snaps. But, you know, we talked to him yesterday. He wasn't trying to play the full game outside. So, you know, and the thing about it is Diggs is more of an outside, and Bland was the slot guy on passing downs. Who are you going to put in the slot? You're going to have some inexperienced guys. You know, maybe it's ready. The guy they signed, you know, right after the final cuts, and we'll see there. But it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. That's a weak point for the Cowboys going against the Giants offense, with the best part of the offense is throwing the ball down the field to neighbors. You know, the good news is the Cowboys play a lot of zone, and hopefully they'll play a lot of zone and keep everything in front of them. But that's, you know, really the game within the game on Sunday.
Clarence Hill, All City Dallas, DLLS, joining us here talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Jaden Blue, inactive, kind of a surprise. I mean, Mazi Smith, I mean, I don't know that anybody really was all that overwhelmed by that. But then, of course, now we're hearing that those two might be inactive again this week. And when Schottenheimer comes out and says, well, he needs to be more consistent, how much do we need to read into, you know, is Jaden Blue, is it a playbook issue? Is it a effort? Like, what are we reading with the guy that could be the one home run hitter you have in that backfield?
Yeah, so I don't think it was a surprise.
Okay.
Listen, we were at camp. We watched camp. He missed a lot of camp with injuries, right? Missed a lot of preseason game with injuries. And there's nothing that he did when he was in the game that jumped off the page and said, we have to have him on the field. Our surprise, our hope was based on what we saw from the draft and his draft position and what we saw at Texas. Well, there's nothing that we've seen since he's been there that said, we got to have that guy on the field. It's all about the potential of what he thinks he can be, because of what he did at Texas, because of where he was drafted. So, young back, rookie back, you know, we talked about going into camp. You know, there were questions about his professionalism and how he approached the game, and he used that as motivation. I'm going to show you when I get to camp. And they tacitly talked about it. You know, they didn't really come out and say it, but there were questions about all of that. And I think that's all part of the equation here. You're a rookie, you miss time. When you're on the field, it's about the 11 guys, not just about you. And can you pass protect? Can you do the things? Are you going to do the right? Can we trust you? You know, and those sort of things. So it's certainly not time to give up on Blues, you know, and he's going to be a part of this offense. But it's early in the season. Let him get his legs under him, and let's see. As far as Mazi, who's surprised? You know, the reason why you get Clinton Clark is because Mazi was a disappointment. You was the first-round pick to fix the run, and now you're trading – Michael Parsons, and what you highlight is a guy that can fix the run, you know, and then the fact that he's a healthy scratch. You know, your first round pick is not even a backup. Man, that just tells you that we're talking about a guy that's basically cut, still on the roster, mm-hmm. but he has a guaranteed contract. You know, so you're not going to cut him because you have to pay him anyway. But yeah, this is looks like the end of the road with the Cowboys with Mozzie Smith.
Clarence, what was your read on the offensive line in their week one performance against a
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
We thought pretty good Eagles D-line. Obviously, Jalen Carter gets ejected before the game starts. They're no easy feat in week two going against the New York Giants defensive line. What do you think of Booker, Guyton, Steele, some of the guys with some question marks over their head, obviously, with Booker being a rookie? How do you think they fared, and kind of what are the coaches saying after that week one performance?
Oh, yeah, let's be honest. They played better than expected, and that's kind of where we are, right? Mm-hmm. They played better than expected because people didn't – there were low expectations, especially with Tyler Guyton, who had missed all the camp and was and struggled as a rookie. So they played better than expected. And so, and you know, it did help that Jalen Carter wasn't there. They did change their blocking scheme, so they did have a plan for Jalen Carter. And the fact that he wasn't there changed up and helped them with their running game. But, you know, it's a 17-game season. Let's see it all play out. But, yeah, they had a good first outing, but they got to continue that.
Clarence – and look, we could sit and watch video all day and depict however we want to. Bottom line, George Pickens, 3 catches, 30 yards. What are you hearing from coach, and what are you seeing as far as, you know, is he going to be a bigger part of the game plan on Sunday?
You know, the funny thing is, if CD catches those balls, we're not talking about Pickens.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, maybe just the fact he only had 3 catches, 30 yards as far. Okay, I mean, not in a bad way, but just.
How many did we expect him to have, though? I mean, CD is. It's the number one receiver here. He's going to get the bucket of load, as you saw.
True.
And he's going to get the bucket of targets, as has been the case since he showed up. And you, what you like is the big plays that you got from Pickens. The first pass down the field on opening drive.
You did have the pass interference.
That's what you want from Pickens.
Yeah.
And then even on the final drive, at the big third down conversion to catch, he's a big guy to make those tough catches. You know, if CD catches the ball, you know, it's a good start for the team. You know, and I think that the pass is going to come from Pickens. They're going to get him more balls and more targets. But you look at how the Eagles played them. You have to take advantage of the matchups. And CD was open.
Yeah, he was.
You know, most of those passes CD were not forced. They were open. And
no, they absolutely were.
Yeah, so they were open. And so it's hard to if he catches the ball and Ferguson catches the touchdown as he should have caught.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be mad at the pass distribution. And Pickens is not mad at the pass distribution. He wants to win.
Clarence, I want to talk about some backup guys on offense. Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin at the wide receiver position, at the tight end position, Schoonmaker and Spanford. What do those guys in particular need to do to get more reps? And we saw Turpin being used more in the offense, but just in general for them to get more playing time, what is their path to reps?
Well, I mean, Turpin is going to be the inside guy. When you got the two big guys on the outside, he's going to got to work the middle of the field. CD talked about that today, you know, how tough they're going to be. And when everything gets opened up and they talked about how the coverage were being rolled and how the Eagles changed their coverages about the two guys on the outside, that's only going to open things up for Turpin and Ferguson in the middle, and that's what you want. I don't think they need to do anything else but continue playing.
Okay.
You know, that's certainly going to happen. And you know, we're not going to worry about Schoonmaker targets. I mean, when the tight end gets targets, it's going to be about Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And they did try to throw one to Schoonmaker, and they did try to throw one to Brevin Spanford, and those things. You know, Dak's going to try to do the seam ball to the big guys down the middle, but we know who the primary pass catchers are, and they're 3, 88, 9, and 87.
You mentioned the Jake Ferguson should have scored the touchdown. What was our overall takeaway from his performance on Thursday? I felt like I was wanting a little bit more from 87.
No, you don't. You got to catch that ball. I mean, that's who you are. I mean,
right?
You're going to get hit. You know, you got to catch that ball. And that ball was catchable. And when he caught the ball, he could have turtled up and protected himself from the hit. But that's a ball that has to be caught. That's not a tough catch. That's a ball, a tight end, NFL tight end, somebody who just got paid like Ferguson, who's has made the Pro Bowl, and we think can be one of the next great tight ends in the game. You have to catch that ball.
Get you out of here with this, Clarence. What is Clarence Hill watching from now until Sunday to get him ready for this Cowboys game? What injury news or just game planning news are you looking at before this game happens?
No, I think that they're gonna throw the ball up and try to take advantage of that secondary. So look for Pickens, look for CD, who's very motivated, who talked today about not sleeping at all on the weekend and being frustrated and wanting to make up for those drop passes. And so the Giants secondary is the weakest part of their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so look for the Cowboys. They're going to be shots there to take and shots there to make. And look for the Cowboys to take advantage of that.
Fantastic stuff, Clarence. I know the people are already following you, but for the two or three that maybe don't know where to find your stuff, where can they find you at on social media?
X, Clarence Hill Jr., all run together. You follow me, you get all of me. I'm not just a C-man, so I talk about a lot of different things, college football, social justice, whatever else. Follow me, get all of me. Certainly, I'm on Twitter. On Facebook at Clarence E. Hill Jr. Yes, I have a Twitter account, IG at Chill NFL, and certainly at All City DLLS.
Clarence, real quick, we'd be remiss, and our teammate Brian Broaddus said, ask our boy Chill his thoughts on Arch after 2 weeks.
You know, the funny thing about Arch, and I appreciate that, you know, I think it's been a disappointment. It's been a decided disappointment for a guy who's not a true freshman,
yeah,
for a guy who's been on the roster for 2 years, a guy who's cooked the right way. You're sitting behind a starter to learn. You're Manning. You've been taught. You know, you've been groomed. You got the legacy. You know, the first family of football. To come out there and be nervous, you dirt your first ball against Ohio State, that's a disappointment. Okay, and the so-called grimace controversy or the injury controversy, and people are getting mad, and people are asking if he hurt. Well, people are actually trying to give him an out.
Yeah,
you know, it's like he must be hurt, right?
Yeah, you're hoping so with the way he's throwing the football.
The way you're throwing the football, you must be hurt because this is not the Arch we've been sold, and we're told that was the next great quarterback, and so we don't believe it's an ability issue. We don't believe it's a potential issue. It must be an injury issue. So people are trying to give him an out, and you're saying, no, he's not hurt. That's who he is. And if that's who he is, that's a disappointment. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah.
It's not about being nervous. It's dirting balls. You don't throw the ball in the ground.
No, not especially with the way – I mean, like, again, you had 2 years to sit. Right, I mean, most guys get a year, two, three, and you got, like I said, you got all the pedigree in the world.
Come and play and be, you know, be more productive and more calm and not have those issues, you know. And it's not about reading defense. Some people talk about the great defenses that Ohio State employed. That dude got ran out the NFL.
Oh, your boy Patricia, absolutely.
Yeah, that dude wasn't no great defense coordinator. He got ran out the NFL, and I tell you, our boy TCU had no problem with Bill Belichick's schemes.
Well, there's something
to
be said for
Bill
that.
We know Bill Belichick is a much better coordinator and coach than Patricia. So let's not do the excuses. And everybody keeps trying to make excuses. He had a bad start, and he can be better. He was better last year. You know, so that's what the disappointment is.
Never a dull moment with the one, the only Clarence Hill. Enjoy the football tonight, and we'll see you on Sunday at the game, my friend.
All right, thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, brother. The one, the only Clarence Hill. Shout out to him, as always. All right, coming up next, it's Blake Elliott's favorite time of year, 25 days away. Mavs. How's that eye looking? We'll discuss next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.